Understanding CBD with Max and Steven is sponsored by Gary Stein. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's time now for Understanding CBD with Max and Steven. Here's your host, Gary Stein.
First live in-studio show this afternoon from Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Gary Stein, Max Sobel.
Hi, everybody.
Steve Wallman, how are you?
Welcome, welcome, welcome back.
Dr. G back in the house with us.
Hello, hello.
Ben Gonzalez.
That's me.
And your lovely wife,
Jackie Gonzalez.
Welcome, Jackie. Thanks for coming in today.
So we have the whole crew. Guys, thank you so much. We are practicing safe social distancing.
Safe social distancing.
And that is actually something that Dr. G was very inquisitive about, which we'll talk to him in just a moment. Here's the situation for today. Okay, usually we would talk about CBD, and we would talk to people about, you know, their use of CBD and questions that they may have about CBD, and we'll certainly do that this afternoon, but a wildly different format because of the times that we're in. Coronavirus has hit. Everybody knows about it. The, you know, the numbers keep mounting, et cetera. So we thought, and Max, I'll take you with this, that maybe that's what we should do today is talk about this and have people call in and just have a nice conversation about it.
Right. So I think it's our social responsibility to actually inform the audience and give them a lot of good information. That's why we were thrilled to have Dr. G come back. He's a wealth of knowledge that we certainly didn't give him as much time as we wanted to last time. So I think it's the right thing to do, and I think we do a good benefit for our audience by having him here.
And so that's what we'll do. And Steve, I know that you're in agreement with that.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling me Steven.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. And yes, I am in agreement with that. There is a lot of uncertainty in everyone right now, and getting back to basics on what's important is what we're going to talk about today, and what better guest to have than Doc G.
True enough. Let's give out the phone numbers first, and then we'll get to Dr. G and his lovely wife, Jackie. 410-922-6680 is our contact number here at WCBM. Again, I'll toss it out, 410-922-6680. You can also email me in the studio at am680wcbm.com. I've got the computer right here. It's all sprayed down. Everything's good. Again, am680wcbm.com.
And Gary made sure of that.
Yes. I brought all the equipment.
Gary had a bag full of sanitary items
Correct.
To help us out.
Spray, wipes, paper towels.
You're better than Walmart these days. We love it.
Hey, I had to go to Walmart to get it, obviously.
Well, did you social distance properly?
I social distance, and it took quite a long
now,
time.
Gary, are you a prepper, just in general? Because, you know, we haven't known each other that long.
Totally a prepper.
Have you been prepping for a while for this?
And if you think I'm a prepper, and you probably could tell that I am, my wife 10 times.
Wow. Well,
that's a mess.
You got MREs and stuff in the basement? Or
wait, what is this now?
Meals ready to eat. What kind of prepper are you?
Not in the basement, but I've got plenty of canned goods, and
okay,
yeah,
I'm having
good.
Some flashbacks now, my military days. Stop with that.
That's right. Everybody thank Dr. G for his service.
Without further ado, Dr. G, Dr. Ben Gonzalez, the medical director at Atlantis Medical Wellness Center, welcome in.
Thank you very much.
And your lovely wife, Jackie, a salon owner, and I'm glad you're here, actually, because we want to talk to you like you're down on Main Street. Okay, and we want to talk to you about what's going on with your business and what you're hearing from people as well. So thank you again. Again, the phone number, 410-922-6680. Please call us with any and all questions that you may have in regard to the coronavirus. Now, Dr. G, I want to get to you. Just some general comments about what's going on right now and what you're seeing and hearing in your clinic.
So I'm getting a lot of calls, of course, about this issue. And the first thing I want to mention is that I want everybody to be calm. Be the calm in the storm that's going on. There's a lot of information, a lot of misinformation out there. And I'm going to give you some sources. And I'm going to do that right up front, and I'm going to do it right towards the end. Some great sources of information include coronavirus.gov. Reliable source, cdc.gov/coronavirus/2019, great source of information. And then I sort out all the other sources of information out there for you. So if you go to my, if you use Instagram, it's at BenGonzalez_MD and at Atlantis Med Center. Those are two IG or Instagram sources. Our Facebook source and, of course, the blogs that I write concerning this and other medical issues. At AtlantisMedCenter.com. So don't get overwhelmed by all this information out there. There's so much out there. Even the experts, Dr. Fauci from the NIH, even the experts, we tend to change our minds, and not change our minds, but this is such a new thing.
It evolves.
That from day to day, this evolves. It's not about changing our mind. It's just an evolve. This is a new virus. That's why it's called a novel virus. It's new to us. 4 months ago, just 4 months ago, not a single human being on this planet was ever touched by this virus. So this is new to us. It's a little more a little more contagious than the flu, and a lot less contagious than the measles. So we're going to be talking about this. So I'm sure everybody has got some questions. So, but I want everybody just to remain calm.
Deep breath.
So, Doc G, you bring up a great point. So, what we're seeing, and a lot of these listeners are probably looking on Facebook, and we went from the Facebook experts about politics and finances to now the Facebook experts that are medically trained, supposedly. So, Doc, other than the sources that you mentioned, what would you say to those people that are getting the majority of their news from a source like Facebook?
You're talking about other other sources?
Potentially, or just what do
you
say,
one of, I think, the sources I think that can be hardest is someone would say, and I've heard this multiple times, I know somebody that works for this company, and they have inside information, or they got a notification of something, and it's a picture, you know, that's general.
Sorting out these sources of information is difficult. It's very difficult. And that's why I mentioned those right up front, so that you can rely on those and have those as sources. Be careful of how the just recently, just 2 days ago, I got, I don't want to say the word burned, but I got kind of misled myself from a good source, what I thought was a good source of information. But it turns out after reading everything that in this source, it was fantastic statistical information. It was poor information when you clinically correlate. And so that's the problem with all these pseudo-experts. In fact, there's a great – I give this lecture to a bunch of residents called Death of the Expert. I may have mentioned it last time. Death of the Expert. If you have not read that, it's a transcript of a lecture that I give that I gave a couple years ago to a bunch of physicians. You can find it on the www.BenGonzalezMD.com site. And right in the front page, you can click on the link titled Death of the Expert. It gives you an explanation of how to sort through all this junk, because sometimes when you mix a little truth with a lot of junk, that can be truly misleading, which can lead to anxiety, which can lead to fearfulness.
And it's hard to tell people what information is important to know. Like some questions, not that, you know, they say every question is a good question, but some questions you just should not really be asking and expecting a reasonable answer, such as, when is all this going to be over?
Yeah, that's a tough question.
That's not a question anyone can ask and answer, right?
Right, and it changes day to day as you look at the data, we look at the statistics. But as we follow, and that's actually an interesting question because, or a good question, because I get that quite a bit. Dr. G, when is this all going to end? When is this all going to end? Well, I'll tell you right now, from today, it's going to get a little worse, then it'll get a little better, then it might be this little roller coaster. But what's going on now is that South Korea's handling, their numbers are doing pretty well, right? And then we got China, Italy, Spain not doing so well. We're in between here. The U.S. is in between. We're closer to South China when it comes to, South Korea, a little bit different, huh? South Korea when it comes to the numbers. So we're doing actually pretty well overall in the U.S. The key is taking care of yourself and those around you. That's the key. And we're going to get into more detail.
Great point.
And a lot of people are just sharing a lot of misinformation. So I'm glad that you cleared that up. Thank you.
410-922-6680 is our phone number. Again, 410-922-6680. You're listening to a show called Understanding CBD with Max and Steven. Max and Steven are Max Sobel and Steven Wallman. They own a company called Max and Stevens. They sell CBD oil, okay? But a special edition of the show today, with the coronavirus infecting the country, basically, at this point, we felt, as a public service, the right thing to do is to talk about the coronavirus. We've got a medical expert here in studio. We're more than happy to take your calls. Tell us what's going on in your home with your family, etc. I'd like to just interject real quick for 1 second, a situation that happened to me today. My father, God bless him, is 101 years old. He lives in Miami Beach, Florida, which is where I grew up, born and raised. And God willing, he'll make it to 102. Unfortunately, today I received the news that he started spitting up blood. And or coughing up blood, I should say, and looked a little pinkish. They called the ambulance, obviously, and they took him to the emergency room, which is where he is right now. Is this COVID related? I have no idea. Could it very well be? I mean, absolutely. You know, but I'm in a situation, Dr. G, where I'm 1,000 miles away, actually 1,080 as the crow flies, trying to get information because not even his caregiver is allowed in the hospital with him. He's on his own at this point. We're trying to make contact with the ER. We're trying to talk to his doctor. But we're in a situation where, you know, obviously there's we feel helpless as far as that goes.
I'm getting daily questions about, you know, my family member has this, my family member has that. Obviously, it's too young. Your situation with your father is a bit young when it comes to whether this is coronavirus related or not. It's more than likely not. 95% of individuals who think they have the coronavirus who get tested, 95 plus, actually don't have the coronavirus, even when they have the classic symptoms. More than likely, this is unrelated for your father. And more than likely, if you, the listener, has questions about some individual within your family or someone you know, more than likely it's not related. Mm. It really, truly isn't. So, you know, case by case, and that's how we go, case by case.
Absolutely.
I had a dry throat when I went into Costco early the other morning, and I was like, this is really symptoms.
I mean, my wife's had a dry cough for a couple of days. Other than that, she feels fine.
Yeah, I was at the dentist's office before they closed all of them, and I was sitting 6 feet away from all the other people. I had a cough queued up, and I had to summon every bit of my willpower not to cough and scare the people around me.
Max is tearing up in there. Just
I'm dying, you know?
Yeah. All right. Once again, the numbers, 410-922-6680. Again, 410-922-6680. You can also email us at am680wcbm.com. Again, am680@wcbm.com. Wanted to let you know a little bit later in the show, and anybody who's heard my voice and knows my sports background here in Baltimore knows that, you know, I've got that sports background. What I thought maybe we would do later in the show, we've got a couple of guests to come on to talk about things that would normally be near and dear to our hearts, especially this time of the year being spring, baseball coming back. A very good friend of mine who now is the chief revenue officer for the Baltimore Orioles, TJ Brightman, will come on a little bit later in the show. Dear friend of mine, great, one of the greatest guys I know.
Did TJ give you that beautiful jacket you wore this morning,
jacket? He actually didn't. I got it on my own. I paid $135 bucks for it.
Get out of here.
Oh, wait, actually, that's not true. You know who gave it to me?
Somebody did. That's
nice. You're going to know
this. I know you didn't pay for that.
Ed Norris gave it to me.
Mm. What's the toilet paper equivalent of $135?
Toilet paper equivalent?
Yeah,
it's 1,046 rolls.
All right, I got it. Just making sure.
We need to take a time out here. Anyway, TJ Brightman will be with us. He'll talk a little bit about the Orioles' role in the community at this point regarding this virus. And also Stan the Fan, who probably is my best friend. I've known him for 35 years. We'll talk about what's going on as far as our psyches are concerned and how sports can maybe help us get through some of these tough times. Again, our number, 410-922-6680. Understanding CBD with Max and Steven. We'll be back right after this.
And now more of Understanding CBD with Max and Steven on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, Gary Stein.
Back at you here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Gary Stein along with Max Sobel and Stephen Wallman, Understanding CBD with Max and Stephen. But it's a COVID-related show today, a coronavirus-related show, and that's what we're talking about today. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Again, 410-922-6680. You can also email the studio at am680@wcbm.com. That's am680@wcbm.com. We do have a couple callers on the line. I want to get to them in a minute, but first I want to bring in Jackie, Dr. G's wife, who owns a salon. Tell us the name of the salon and what you're doing for business right now, which I don't think is much.
Sure. The name of the salon is PR Partners, and it's the downtown location in Washington, D.C. We started out first by limiting the number of staff and clients coming through so that we could practice proper social distancing and be able to disinfect, sanitize, wash our hands between every client, and asked all the clients to, you know, as they were coming in, wash their hands, and if they were sick or a family member, to please reschedule. Today, we made the very difficult decisions, my partners and I, to close the salon. And we just felt that at this point, it's most important to, you know, be safe and keep our staff and our clients safe and really do our part to flatten the curve.
I think that'll turn out to be the right decision.
Right.
Yeah. So
right.
Congratulations. So, it's a tough one as a business owner to do that.
Tough.
So kudos to you.
So Jackie, in the time that you were open, mm-hmm. right, in the last mm-hmm. few days, let's say,
yes.
what were you hearing from your clients, from your customers? What was on their minds?
Right. Everybody has so many questions and concerns. One thing that really struck me was I had a client who has an elderly mother, and she and her family are practicing self-quarantining. And she was wondering if they quarantined in place for 2 weeks without, you know, just going to groceries or get groceries, if she and nobody exhibited any symptoms, would they or would she be able to go visit her elderly mother?
Mm. That's a good question.
Yeah.
Lots
of issues with that. I get that question. This is Dr. G. I get that question quite a bit, actually. And what I advise people to do is, just because you've gone through that 14-day period, that self-quarantine period, doesn't mean you're safe and doesn't mean that you haven't caught it from someone else or a surface, or as you even walk out the door from a surface. The bottom line is we have to maintain this social distancing throughout the next months.
Is there an easy way for people to understand what 6 feet is? How do you tell
like
someone
people,
that?
Well, I take my
some people aren't spatial.
I take my sword, and if I can poke somebody, that's they're within that distance. But
so hey, two arms lengths generally,
think of two arms lengths. Think of spreading your arms out, and a little bit more than that.
So social
distancing.
So are you happy with our social distancing here in the studio?
Yeah, very happy with Twitchy. I love what I came in. The first thing you guys did was have the things to sanitize. I just love seeing that because I'm hoping everybody is that way. I want to talk about a little bit about the term that she had just talked about called flattening the curve, or flatten the curve, mm-hmm. what that really means.
That's the word of the year.
Yeah, so flatten the curve, just a quick description. Flatten the curve is that idea that, first of all, we are limited in resources in this country. There are about 55,000 to 60,000 ICU beds in this entire country. Now imagine the toilet paper. Imagine what happened to the toilet paper over the last few weeks. It just disappeared.
I'm selling it per sheet now. No longer the roll.
I cover myself in it to try and
per sheet. Rolls is an old method of selling it. We're selling it by sheet.
Steven, is it single ply or double ply?
Well, it depends on your budget, Gary.
he typically doesn't get the good stuff. Sorry.
The idea of our resources being depleted very quickly through rapid increase of viral infection of this disease process happening and having this spike happen early and exceeding that our capability, our healthcare services capability to manage all that. Flattening of the curve is to take that spike, slowing it down by proper social distancing, by proper self-hygiene. It may not change the number infected, but it'll change the time frame.
That's interesting. So what you're saying is the shortening the curve?
So flattening the curve
doesn't change the total number of potentials.
It doesn't necessarily mean that, but what it does mean is that it allows us healthcare providers to manage individuals who are sick at a rate where we can that allows the resources that we have in this country to
manage. Is there opposition to that, Doc? I mean, do some people say, you know what, let's just let it all run now and we'll deal with it? And is there another strategy there?
There's some of that going on, but you take a look at China, you take a look at what happened in the very beginning, and that doesn't work. Mm-hmm. So,
Dr. G, what's your experience here locally with the people that are actually not following that? Because the neighborhood that I live in, everybody's outside walking around. Maybe they keep their distance a little bit, but what's your experience been? What are you seeing out there locally?
I'm seeing positive response. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing what happens when I walked in here this morning. Mm-hmm. So I am seeing that.
Good.
So that's wonderful.
410-922-6680.
Oh, I just was wondering if we had an answer for the woman who was asking about her mother. And
Well, let's see. Okay. Well, actually, we've got a bunch of calls that we need to get to. So let's go ahead and do that. Let's go to line one. Shirlene is in Rockville. Shirlene.